anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning. How the hell did they let us back after yesterday's show? I mean, seriously, how are they let us back on the air? Did that really happen? 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Glad to have you along with us.
Good to be here, Doug. Good to be right with you. Obviously, got a little Super Bowl talk coming up today, along with, we're set to be joined by Bill Gavers.
We're going
to
talk Super Bowl today?
Yeah.
With who?
Bill Gavers.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
I want to see how Bill Gavers likes Super Bowl.
Bob Jensen going to join us as well. Bob will probably have this broke down.
Also, did you get to see the Bedlam series last night? Oklahoma State and Oklahoma?
Troutman's Tuesday trivia coming up today as well. No, I didn't watch it. It was on. I didn't, you know, I clicked through. I saw it for a while. No, I didn't watch the game, though.
Oklahoma has got a guard.
And it's not Bedlam in basketball.
It's pretty much
Bedlam. Is it Bedlam in football? Oklahoma State, that's called Bedlam?
Yes. It's Bedlam in basketball. It's a lot of Bedlam with all the technical fouls that were issued last night. Oklahoma's got a young, or a guard that will shoot it from anywhere on the floor. And I mean, if the shot clock's down and it's 8-7, it doesn't matter. He will pull up and launch the ball from 30 feet. And last night in the first half, he was absolutely sensational. And everybody looking for Blake Griffin. Well, Blake Griffin getting double teamed and even triple teamed at times, finding the open man, only had 6 points at halftime. Well, then the second half came, and that's when he got his points. But just does it all the first half, finding the open man and getting it through. He's a better passer. You don't realize. You just think this guy's a monster, like a Hansborough, and so physically strong and better than everybody else. But he sees the court amazingly well and can throw the ball. And I'm talking skip passes, one-handed skip passes. And obviously, when you are that big and strong, allows you to do more things. But he can zip that ball about 30 foot across to the three-point line. And then Johnson launches about a 30-footer and buries it. I think this could be a very, very dangerous team. And just when it looked like Oklahoma State was getting back into it, and I don't think they ever tied it or ever got up. I think they had it to 1 point. Oklahoma would come down, and they would answer every time, and then they just kind of pulled away at the end. But really good basketball game if you're a college basketball fan out there on Big Monday last night.
So we will talk basketball today with Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep. Bill Gavers, the head coach at Grand Island Central Catholic, as the extremely tough Centennial Conference tournament gets underway. Now all of a sudden, Tony, I don't know how tough it is, if it's more tough towards the bottom, because Fremont Bergen has now lost back-to-back games. Columbus SCOTUS, the seventh seed in this conference tournament, had to play a bunny bracket game last night in which they thumped Aquinas. And they're now 8-5, and they'll play Grand Island Central Catholic tonight. And Columbus SCOTUS beat Archbishop Bergen by 16 last weekend, last Friday night. This is not a gimmick.
This is after they lost to St. Albert.
Yeah,
right, or
back-to-back losses. They're going to lose to St. Cecilia tonight if they're playing like that, although the game is on a Thursday in the semifinals. If they get there, there's no even guarantee that they're going to get there. So Fremont Bergen kind of running a rough shot here, and then you got SCOTUS doing well, and Central Catholic with just one loss on the season. That should be quite the ball game tonight in Grand Island.
Anybody can come out of this bracket. If you hoist this trophy,
I mean, Bergen's playing Boys Town tonight. Just to put up, Boys Town, the eighth seed in this tournament.
How many classes are represented in this tournament? How many classes?
Three. B, C1, C2. Last year it was four because Bergen was D1.
Okay. three classes represent. If you're the, one of these, see, if you're Bergen and you find a way to hoist this trophy, which it doesn't look, obviously, that's going to happen. But if you would find yourself one of those smaller schools and sneak up and hoist this trophy, that'd be almost as big as winning state, wouldn't it? To do it outside of your class? To beat these top-ranked teams?
It's going to be good basketball. St. Cecilia's matchup can be heard on 1230 KHAS tonight against Lincoln Christian on the boys' side. Hastings High will be on ESPN 1550 against Columbus. Power 99 basketball tonight. Gibbon will be traveling to Kearney Catholic. And don't forget, when it comes to great basketball, a few of these teams are going to be at the Heartland Hoops Classic at the Heartland Events Center Saturday, February the 14th. Grand Island Central Catholic, Hastings St. Cecilia, Fremont Bergen, all out of this conference. They'll be there. They'll be competing starting at 9:30 in the morning and rolling all the way through till the 8 o'clock tip-off for Central Catholic and Shadron, who is all-class top 10 right now, according to the Omaha World Herald. Those games going on all day Saturday, February 14th, and tickets are available now at the Heartland Events Center box office or online at HeartlandHoopsClassic.com. HeartlandHoopsClassic.com. Not only can you get tickets there, but you can find out everything you could possibly want to know about the second annual Heartland Hoops Classic at the beautiful Heartland Events Center Saturday, February the 14th. Over 3,500 fans attended last year. They are expecting more this year. Teams from all over the Midwest or central part of the state, and then teams coming in from outside of the central Nebraska as well, like we said with Ralston, Fremont, Bergen, also Weeping Water coming in, and a variety of others rolling in for this Heartland Events Center Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 14th. Get your tickets today at the Heartland Events Center box office or heartlandhoopsclassic.com. What sport is this possible? How can you be a professional tennis player, make it to the quarterfinals of a Grand Slam, and get shut out 6-0, 6-0 in two of the three sets in men's tennis? The semifinals, the quarterfinals today for the men, Nadal crushes his opponent, Federer, 6-3, 6-love, 6-love. If you want to quit like Djokovic did against Andy Roddick. That's another thing. Get in shape. You want to play tennis? Get your ass in shape. There's a lot being made here of the defending champion, Novak Djokovic. This is the fourth time that he has had to quit a match in a Grand Slam. Third time in the last 3 years in a quarterfinal or later. Huh. Wonder if they're looking into this at all. Now, Roddick had things turned around, and they're getting sick, and they're getting heat exhaustion down there, but you know what? It's always hot at the Australian Open. Maybe you want to get tuned up for it.
Oh, yeah. Who's Andy Murray? When did he come on the scene? He's a favorite to win over there. He got bounced.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he was one of the two favorites to win this by British oddsmakers. Andy Murray?
I don't know. Casual
tennis fan, I don't know that I've ever heard of Andy Murray.
Is that Doc's cousin?
I'm going to go with that. I think so.
Well, you know, a lot of talent in the family. Fishermen, tennis players, you know, whatever. I didn't know. I just wondered, though. Seriously, that's an... I mean, it's not the retiring part, but I mean, seriously, 6-3, 6-love, 6-love? I mean, I guess that's like Tiger beating you in match play 9-8, Stephen Ames. I mean, that's what it's comparable to. You just got trounced. I mean, I know Federer's going to win most every time he steps out there, but
can you return
love and
serve?
Love in the quarter? Gee, what are you going to do next? Apply for the job at Dallas Academy? I don't know. What are you going to do? You know what we're going to do is we're going to take an early break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll get you signed up for Tuesday Troutman's Trivia. We've got that coming up. Plus, we want to get you in for the Super Bowl tailgate bundle. Let's do that now. What do you think, Tony? Let's get somebody signed up. You've got a trivia question for the Super Bowl tailgate bundle. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can only register one time. This is for a party platter full of smoked pork loin, brats, chili, chips, and cheese. Serves up to 15 people for the big game on Sunday. We'll draw out a winner on Thursday. Tony, your trivia question is?
My trivia question is simple. Pat Summitt is on the verge of winning 1,000 ball games as a women's coach at Tennessee. How many national titles has Pat Summitt won?
How many national titles for Tennessee women's basketball under Pat Summitt? 1-888-455-ESPN. We'll get a couple people registered and be back with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep right after this.
All right, this has gone far enough.
This doesn't make any sense.
Well, dude, this is really cool stuff.
More coolness in a moment with Doug and Danny at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Dear, we're having another baby.
The changing circumstances of life often change your needs in a home. RE/MAX executives of Kearney every day prove that experience counts, having connected thousands of families with new homes. Log on to KearneyRE/MAX.com to begin your next move. Or call Rocky, Deb, Heath, Lori, or Todd at 308-236-SOLD. 308-236-SOLD. RE/MAX executives, KearneyRE/MAX.com. Because experience does count.
Hey, you smell smoke?
Yeah, it's my meat. Schroeder Smoked Foods.
It smells pretty good.
It is good.
Can I have a bite?
No.
Schroeder Smoked Foods.
Attention armchair quarterbacks. Order your Super Bowl tailgate bundle today. You'll get smoked pork loin, brats, chili, nacho cheese, and chips for 15 adults. Plates, utensils, napkins, and sauces are included.
Online at SchroederSmokedFoods.com. On First Street, behind the First State Bank in Shelton. Schroeder Smoked Foods. Where the fire never goes out. Ooh.
For generations, Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products has been supplying Kearney and Grand Island with quality concrete and masonry needs. We are the experts on masonry and concrete products in the region. With over 140 years combined experience at our two locations, we're particular about who we deal with and what products we sell. Expect a high level of customer service at both our locations. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products. Building generations, one block at a time.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds.
Hi, everybody. This is Denny Matthews of the Kansas City Royals.
I'm J.W. Hart, the Ironman of the Professional Bull Riders.
This is University of Nebraska-Kearney baseball coach Damon Day.
This is Coach Barry Alvarez, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Remember what the ring looked like before you washed dishes 5,200 times? Before you planted 372 turnips? Before you scratched it on that doggone old car door? Remember what it looked like when you put it on your finger? For repairs, Hawthorne Jewelry is fortunate to have Nebraska's first certified bench jeweler technician. But then you'd expect that from Hawthorne's.
Hawthorne Jewelry, Kearney's original jeweler.
Downtown Kearney Center.
We'll see lingering cloud cover across the area today with some partial clearing possible at times later today. We also could still see some flurries or scattered snow showers. Highs will reach about 16 with a southwest wind to 5 to 10. Tonight we'll see clearing skies at a low near 6 degrees as winds turn to the west. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 10 above.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Got a couple of winners. Got a couple of folks qualified, at least, for our Super Bowl tailgate bundle from Schroeder Smoked Foods. Find out more at SchroederSmokedFoods.com. Tennessee has won 8 national titles under Coach Pat Summitt. What is she, 2 away now from 1,000, or is she 3?
Two away.
2 away. And who are our winners, Derek?
We got Joe from Kearney and Brett from Bertrand qualified.
All right. Congratulations. Good to know that somebody in Bertrand knew something, Tony.
There you go. Obviously.
A lot of people in Bertrand know something. I just think this might be somebody you're acquainted with.
Oklahoma. Oklahoma will be where the record is probably broke next Monday night.
No, it won't. Oklahoma's number 2 in the country. I'm going to guarantee you right now it's not going to happen. I'm guaranteeing it. Right there. Mark it down. And Pat Perez will not win the Bob Hope Chrysler Classic. No. They're not going to go in and win at number 2 Oklahoma.
Okay.
Besides, you want to win at home. You want to get it done at home. So we'll give you a chance to get qualified more as the week progresses. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up. And right now we're going to talk basketball with Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report, who has survived 2009 to this point. Good morning, Bob.
Yes, that fact can be verified. I checked myself this morning, and I am quite alive. So that's good to be on the air with you boys, as usual. You know, I find it interesting that you people down in Bertrand apparently go by only one name, kind of like Madonna or Cher or Duda. You know, you hear a name, that's all you need to know.
Or not.
Isn't
true.
It?
Daddy. You know,
Daddy.
Something like that.
Oh, Daddy.
Did you get some ice skates for Christmas?
I could have used them. There was an incident that took place a couple of weeks ago, but I am back and better than ever, which is probably a testament to where I was before it happened, I guess, as much as anything. But
did you have a vision while you were laying there?
Well, there was a couple things that went through my mind. Of course, it's not very far from one side to the other, so it happened in a flash. But my suggestion to anybody out there is do not land on your head for any reason at any time. That's no fun.
I'm a little worried. Daddy's been run over. You've slipped on the ice. I'm not sure I should be hanging out
You're
with you.
You're a dead
guys.
Man walking, dude. That's
know.
What you are.
Well, let's talk some basketball. Let's talk some basketball, Robert.
Sure.
Conference tournaments, for the most part, are getting underway this week. The rest will pretty much wrap up next week. The Centennial Conference is something that many folks have been looking forward to, and we'll talk to Bill Gavers a little bit later on in the show. But the number one seed is Fremont Bergen, and they may not get out of tonight's quarterfinals. What's wrong in Fremont?
Well, they played two really good teams. I mean, you know, that's a good basketball team in Bergen, but they knew all along that, you know, coming into this week, it doesn't matter who you draw in the Centennial Conference. That's a pretty sadistic-looking lineup from top to bottom. You're going to draw somebody good. Bergen's the number one seed. They've lost two in a row. The team that maybe people, and I'm sure Bill is acutely aware of this, somebody's got to beat SCOTUS. SCOTUS is only 7-5, but they have played some great basketball here in the last couple of weeks. They really seem to be hitting their stride. But anybody who follows that Centennial Conference knows that top to bottom, that's where the action's at in C1. You've got some outstanding basketball teams.
Bob talks about SCOTUS just for the fans out there. In their last, what do we got here, 7 basketball games, not counting last night. They won last night, so their last 8 basketball games. They have beaten Twin River, who's 11-3, Lincoln Christian 10-3, Norfolk Catholic 12-2, Archbishop Bergen 12-2. They lost to Pierce, and then they lost to Schuyler twice, once in the holiday tournament, a 9-4 team in Class B. So that's SCOTUS' resume as they get ready for Central Catholic tonight, Tony.
Well, Bob, you know, we talk about this conference and how loaded it is, but then we talk about how down boys basketball is. Is all the talent just in this conference and in Central Nebraska?
Well, yeah, that may be just a fraction of an overstatement, which seems to be your style, Daddy. But the point is that is true. I do think across the board, maybe we don't see there isn't quite as many really outstanding teams. You still got players, but you know, we put such a heavy emphasis on defense, and it doesn't really matter boys, girls, big school, little school. Defense is where it's at, and let's face it, there's a lot to be said for playing great defense. Some of our greatest teams of all time have been, you know, they've led with their defense. But in the process, it's kind of the waters are muddied when it comes to offense. Perimeter shooting, there's not a lot of really great perimeter shooters out there. If you've got one, hold on tight, because that doesn't happen very often. The game is a lot more physical than it's ever been. When you go to the basket, you better brace yourself. And, you know, there's a lot of things that frankly qualified as fouls, in another time and place that just simply don't get called anymore. And, you know, one of the things, you know, we may have a lot more good shooters than it looks like, but you may never know it because they're getting beat around pretty good before they got a chance to catch and shoot. And I think that all plays a part. I think we've got as many good athletes as maybe we've ever had. It's just that the game has kind of morphed into more of a knockdown dragout than it has, been a kind of a run and shoot kind of game. A perfect example was the other night I watched Ralston and Beatrice play boys basketball, and I will guarantee you that there's no way athletically that Beatrice matches up with Ralston. They just don't. Frankly, I don't know if anybody does in the state. But Beatrice's defense was such, and the game was called the right way, it was ugly. You know, I'm sitting there talking to one of my media friends. He says, "Well, this is no Mona Lisa you're seeing." And that's certainly true. But had it been a Mona Lisa, Beatrice would have got blown out of the gym. They had to find a way to slow Ralston down, bump him around a little bit, keep the ball away from the post with that big old Greg Smith in there, and they found a way to do it. They still lost, but that's the only way that they would have been able to stay in that game. Now, those guys turn around and play again this week at Ralston. Could be a whole different story. But I think those are all contributing factors to maybe why it doesn't look maybe as good as it has sometimes in the past.
Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A couple other conferences that are underway. Well, I guess there's four or five. Southwest Conference and the RPAC got going in Western Nebraska with the girls basketball, but boys hoops as well last night for the Crossroads. And then, of course, one near and dear to your heart, the Central Conference. What's the story in the Central Conference on the girls' side? We know Crete, Seward, Holdridge, holy cow. What about the boys' side?
Well, I will say this much before we leave that girls' bracket. Seward is incredible. That is an outstanding basketball team. They have got everything it takes to win a state championship. The added motivation being that they got booted last year in the first round, win 20 games and don't get out of the first round. That will be something. You talk about the boys' side, it's wide open. I mean, I guess let's call it balance, okay? There's a lot of balance in that Central 10. A lot of things could happen. I'll tell you a team to keep an eye on, a team you mentioned earlier, is Schuyler. Schuyler's got some real nice boy athletes going through the school right now, and that was proven in football. Their football team had as good a season as they've had since they won state back in 86. This Corey Krotzel that plays a post for them is a real nice player. They could be the team to come out of there, but I wouldn't be at all surprised. I wouldn't be at all surprised to see there be a surprise champion. And the reason I say that is anybody could win it.
Bob, I guess I look last year and you go back and you say, boy, I'd like to see Eichmeyer play. I'd like to see a Carr player. Are there a couple players out there that you saw that people that are just fans of basketball would like to get out and see kids play?
Well, one that I saw just recently was this Greg Smith that we talked about from Ralston. He is probably he's right there with anybody that plays basketball in this state. He's a 6'6" kid that is probably going to play a shooting guard, maybe a small forward in college. He's going to go to Colorado State. He's long, he's lean, he can run, he can shoot. He's kind of miscast right now playing the post, but what do you do with 6'6" kids in high school when you don't really have a great other option? Another kid that really came out of the woodwork last year is this Jarrell Creighton at Bellevue East, and I had a chance to check him out early in the season back at the Metro Tournament. He is the returning player of the year, and he's a really talented kid. Right now, the grade situation is going to cause him some grief, but if he can get his house in order, he's a Division I player. But it is a fact. You know, last year we had those four Division I kids. You talked about Carr and Eichmeyer, Antoine Young, Josh Jones from Omaha Central. These were, that was an exceptional year at the top. There was just some really great talent. There isn't maybe quite as much of that this year. In an era, and maybe this is just how we're going to do it from here on out, where defense is king, you just don't see a lot of scoring. You don't see a lot of kids with a chance to spread their wings like that. Here's a quick statistic, something that somebody told me. Ryan Smith is the football coach out at Hershey. Ryan Smith's one of my favorite people. Ryan Smith was a great high school basketball player at Sandhills. When he was a senior in 1990, he scored 27 points a ball game, and he was, and you can look this up, the lowest scoring player on the first team D1 All-State team. My, how times have changed.
And Daddy loves to point out the low scoring ball games that we're seeing around here, and we could go that way and talk about the 100-0 and some of that, but let's look ahead to next week a little bit too. We'll be covering Fort Kearney and Lou Platt Conference basketball. Fort Kearney really seems to, I don't know that Eustace Farnham, they're the 2 seed in both the boys and the girls have kind of struggled a little bit. I think Pleasanton, unless they come down with an illness, is not even going to be challenged in that conference tournament. And then you look over at the boys, and you have ridden the Axtell bandwagon all season long as your number one team in C2. And if that's the case, I'm not sure anybody can touch them either in the tournament. And it has been a long time since we've had such prohibitive favorites. We've had top-ranked teams, but there's always somebody to challenge, and I guess that
it's been Pleasant and Loomis, well, or some. I mean, somebody's been with them.
Yeah, boys, girls, Elm Creek on the girls' side, you know, they're just not there this year. That looks like that one is just don't make mistakes, and we can hand the trophies out already.
Well, yeah, you don't ever want to say that. I guess we're saying.
We're saying.
Well, here's the deal. Those are the two best teams, and you're right. It's probably not close. Goofy things happen. I think they happened last night when High Plains beat Giltner and beat them all the way through the game last night in the boys' tournament at the Crossroads. You know, things like that happen. But I tell you what, I do not own a summer home in Axtell, although frankly I could based on the love affair I seem to have developed with them. But the thing is that junior class of theirs is just an exceptional bunch of athletes. I love how they play. It's go, 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 offensively and defensively, and they just never take, as the old saying goes, a playoff. They are constantly putting pressure on you. One of the great games, and I did get to see a little bit of that, was them and Minden. I mean, poor old Dave Maracek, and I think all basketball aside, poor old Dave Maracek. But the point is that Maracek has to play Axtell in the first round of his own holiday tournament. And you talk about somebody in a no-win situation, but they get the win, okay? That just further proved what a good basketball team Axtell is. And their best days are still ahead of them. The thing that they're another one of those teams with just that great balance, a bunch of kids that score between 7, 8, and 10 points, 11 points right in there. When they take somebody out, they put somebody in. You can't tell. It's the same sort of team. As far as Pleasanton goes, the girls' basketball team there is exceptional. Somebody that I really enjoyed watching at the state tournament last year was Ashley Axman. I do know this. If a rumble breaks out, I'm on her side of the gym, okay? She is one tough girl. I just love watching her play. She gives you no break. She's the kind of player that you want to have as a leader because of the great example she sets, not just in her hustle, and she's obviously a skilled kid, but she is just flat physical. And if you don't give it to her, she'll take it from you. And I think you're right that both sides of that bracket, you've got clear-cut championship likelihood. Now we'll go play the games and see what happens.
Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob, we've got to run here, but obviously the big one this weekend, the Super Bowl. Who do you like?
Well, you know, who doesn't love the Kurt Warner story? I mean, outside of the fact that he was on my fantasy team this year, which helped me punish the opposition, it's just a great story. And, you know, anybody who, you know, I think most Americans, if you don't have a dog in the fight, you pull for the underdog. I'd like to see Arizona win. And just a little aside, the man that's in charge of group ticket sales for the Arizona Cardinals happens to be a graduate of Central City High School. And I've got him on speed dial. I don't know what he can do for me, but Scott Bull's the man's name, and he's managed to become probably one of the 10 most influential people in the Super Bowl. That's kind of interesting.
You have connections all over the world, Bob.
Oh yeah, we don't speak, but I know who he is. It's not unlike most of my other connections, but I like to name drop. So there you go,
Robert A. for Arnold Jensen, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob, enjoy the week. We'll see. I'm sure it somewhere along the way. Real soon.
Oh, absolutely, and it's always great to catch up with you guys. And I say again, Doug, as somebody in the profession, I really admire the effort that you put in for all these area schools. You're a credit to your profession. Of course, then when I look around the room, that's not that big a deal. But people do notice, Doug. You do a good job.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
You know it.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. By the way, I hope you got a chance maybe to watch 10-11 last night. Lance's Journal, which he talks about a variety of things, but he did a little feature on Ken Cook, who has been coaching for 50 years at Adams. Now it's Freeman. He's a North Loop Scotia boy. I've known him for a long time. He's probably known me longer because he's been around longer. But anyway, it was a good feature, and what a job he does. And that was a pretty good piece, and you probably can find out more by checking out their website. We need to take a break. When we come back, who's the newest duck? Plus, Bill Gavers, head coach at Grand Island Central Catholic, is next.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Doug and Daddy will get right back to you.
Sunday night, find out who is the best in the NFL when the high-flying Cardinals face off against the number one rated defense of the Steelers. Join Westwood One for all the action of Super Bowl 43. Can Larry Fitzgerald and the Cards passing attack lead Arizona to their first title? Or will James Harrison and the Pittsburgh D keep them grounded? If it's Super Bowl 43, it's right here.
Catch all the action Super Bowl Sunday on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to fast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, painters, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to fast.servicemagic.com. Fast.servicemagic.com. That's fast.servicemagic.com.
When trying to keep up with a two-year-old, who has time to worry about hair loss? I sure don't. I'm Noah's dad, John Seibel from ESPN Radio. I stopped worrying about my thinning hair last year when I started using Men's Rogaine Foam. This stuff really works. That thin spot in the back, you know, the one that's getting tougher to ignore. Well, mine has definitely thickened up, and it's so quick and easy. Less than a minute to apply, which means I'm in and out of the bathroom and off to chase Noah around the house. Why don't you give it a try? Go to Rogaine.com/ESPN for a $15 off coupon and start using Rogaine Foam now.
If you're willing to give 110% to achieve your fitness goals, then the Bike Shed is willing to give you 110% worth of savings. Right now through Valentine's Day, the Bike Shed is taking $100 off any treadmill or elliptical they sell, plus 10% off all fitness equipment. Once you decide which workout equipment you want, the Bike Shed makes it easy to pay with 6 months, no interest and no payments with approved credit. And they offer free delivery and setup. To get all the details, head to the Shed. The Bike Shed, 18th and 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460 and 1550 AM. KXPN Kearney and KICS Hastings.
More exciting high school basketball action comes your way tonight on our family of stations. On ESPN 1550, the Hastings High boys battle Columbus, tip-off at 7:45. On 1230 KHAS, it's the quarterfinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament as the St. Cecilia boys host Lincoln Christian, tipping off at 7. And on Power 99 FM, it's a doubleheader from Kearney Catholic as the Stars take on Gibbons, starting at 6:15. And don't forget all the games also available on the World Wide Web tonight at ESPNSuperstation.com.
We'll see lingering cloud cover across the area today with some partial clearing possible at times later today. We also could still see some flurries or scattered snow showers. Highs will reach about 16 with a southwest wind to 5 to 10. Tonight we'll see clearing skies at a low near 6 degrees as winds turn to the west. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 10 above. Hey!
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis, and Derek taking care of all the stuff behind the scenes. Coming up, a chance for you to get registered for a $25, or win, I guess, a $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats. Coming up on the show tomorrow, Daddy.
Hank Parker, two-time Bassmaster Classic champion. Week of the Super Bowl, we're going to talk to the winner of the two Super Bowls in bass fishing.
Now, do they have, like, a Super Bowl for ice fishing?
I don't think so.
See, maybe that's something you should run with. There's your million-dollar idea,
there
buddy.
There you go.
We've got a lot more guests coming up later on in the week. We're going to be talking with Nebraska baseball coach Mike Anderson as well later on this week. A few other guests on the show as well. But right now, we continue our talk with high school basketball with the head boys basketball coach at Grand Island Central Catholic. Bill Gavers gives us a couple minutes this morning. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing okay. Are you guys rested up yet?
I think we're getting plenty of extra practice with these double overtime games, so that's a good question.
Back-to-back double overtime games last Tuesday at Kearney Catholic, where they overcome a four-point deficit in regulation, and then double overtime at Adams Central. I guess the good news is, Coach, you won them both.
Yeah, we know we found a way to win, and being in those situations on the road, tough environments against good teams, having to make a lot of plays down the stretch, very encouraging for our team.
Bill, I've got to ask you about the situation at Kearney Catholic to start overtime. How, in all your years of coaching, have you ever saw anything that rivals that?
Never really have. and didn't really pick up on it until about 8 seconds into the possession, and then, you know, trying to sort all that out is really kind of a difficult thing, but that's the first time that's ever happened to us, or I've seen it in all my years of coaching and scouting.
That's where they lined the kids up wrong to start the overtime. What was your first thought? What the hell are they doing in front of our bench? Or, you know, what keyed that whole thing? Because I think Tino caught it first.
Yeah, he did, and they tipped it in the what should have been their front court, but ended up being the back court to Downey, and then he crossed, and Tino's hollering over and back, and made sense to me, you know. But since they were going the wrong way, it was just kind of a tough deal. And the thing is, the two guys that worked the game had done a great job, you know, up to that point. So, I mean, I feel bad for those guys because they're good officials, and it just was just a mishap there.
Well, let's talk basketball. One of the reasons we wanted to chat with you today is you get ready for the brutal Centennial Conference Tournament. And last week we thought, wow, Central Catholic's in a pretty good position here with St. Cecilia and Bergen on the other side. And then in the last week, St. Albert's crushes Bergen, SCOTUS beats Bergen, and now all of a sudden in a quarterfinal game, you've got Columbus SCOTUS coming to your pad tonight.
SCOTUS is playing very, very well right now. They've beat Lincoln Christian at Lincoln Christian, who came here and beat us last weekend. They beat Norfolk Catholic, who's very good, only has two losses, one besides one to SCOTUS. And then Friday night, we went to Columbus to scout, and looked really, really good against Bergen. So we'll have our hands full tonight, but we're looking forward to the opportunity. Very good team. And the Centennial Conference, it's just tough. It's just a great conference and really a privilege to be part of. We're looking forward to the chance tonight to compete in it.
Bill, I brought this up. For some of these smaller schools, taking home this trophy has got to be probably just as valuable as a state championship.
Well, you know, if you look at the last 10 years in C1 and C2, the teams that don't win the conference tournament end up a lot of times going on to win the state tournament. St. Cecilia was runner-up last year, won C1. Of course, Bergen was the champion and also won C2. So that's the way it turns out. It's a real difficult conference to win, but that's what makes it rewarding to compete in every year.
Yeah, you look at that last year, you have St. Cecilia and Bergen State champs. Central Catholic was in the finals. Boys Town just a couple of years ago won Class B. I mean, this is an amazing, amazing conference. You played them earlier in the year, your regular season tilt, before Christmas. What do you remember about that game, and what has changed for both of your teams since then?
SCOTUS is really well coached, defend well. They're well prepared to try to take away the things that you like to do. Very physical, very athletic team, good on the interior. We did a great job the first time we played them of defending well and not giving up second shots. And that's always key for us because we're not a real big team, so we've got to do a great job boxing out. And then offensively, you know, we did some good things. We got some second shot opportunities, and we're going to need to really execute well offensively and make them defend, make passes, make ball reversals, things of that nature.
Bill, is it important for you guys to, once you get into this tournament, hey, let's play as good a basketball as we can play, but really not overemphasize it because there's still so much of the season left?
Well, we try to, you know, we always talk about our most important game is our next game, regardless of who it happens to be. We think that that helps our guys remain focused on the task at hand. We never look far ahead, and we try not to look behind. We're always trying to focus on our next opponent. So that's exactly right. Just staying focused in on SCOTUS. That's our next game.
Well, Doug, I'm looking after that tournament. They got a three-game stretch of St. Cecilia, Shatter, and St. Paul.
Wahoo.
And Wahoo. Throw them in there to start that little run so it doesn't get any easier.
Bill?
Absolutely. I mean, our schedule is very, very difficult. We'll have to talk to our schedule maker. That's probably either Mr. Schumann or Tino on that deal. But, no, actually, we like that because you want to get tested in February. You want competitive situations where, and the kids are going to be focused, and hopefully that carries over in your district play, because you know to do anything at the end, you're not going to play at your place. You have to win on a court away from your home, and B, you have to beat really good teams.
Bill Gavers, the head basketball coach at Grand Island Central Catholic, joining us for just another couple moments here. You don't play a consolation game in this conference tournament, thus, you know, it's usually important. Well, if you get out of the quarterfinals, you're guaranteed two more games. Every game from here on out is going to be really, really tough. And with that district that you talked about and sub-district, you know, we're expecting somebody to need wild card points to get to the state tournament. You need wins, and I guess you don't want to lose tonight and then be off for almost two full weeks because you don't play Wahoo until a week from Saturday.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And just to remain sharp, you need to be competing in games, particularly against good people. So you're right. If it's a 10-day layoff, that's kind of a difficult thing to deal with. And then we talked about, you know, district and wild card at the beginning of the year, and that's the only time we've talked about it. And we just approach it like this. We've told our guys every game we play is a state tournament game because the state tournament is greatly affected by every contest. So it's our job to be mentally and physically ready to go every night.
Just to remind the folks, Tony, the sub-district, which for some reason is going to be in York, is Grand Island Central Catholic, Hastings St. Cecilia. Same sub-district. And you got to figure that's going to be your sub-district final. Whoever comes out of that on the other side, you've got Minden and St. Paul, who are state-rated basketball teams.
Well, so, 10-1 and 12-1.
Yeah, you got four teams in or have been in the top 10 in just that district alone. So it's going to be real tough. Bill, before we let you get out of here, we haven't spoken specifically maybe about your team. Spencer Fay is everybody's focal point when you guys are playing. But it appears that just seeing you the first weekend of the year and then seeing you last week against Kearney Catholic, a lot of your, especially your starters, have been more comfortable with their role. And you can see that they've grown here in just a month's worth of time.
Yeah, I think our players have done a great job growing into what we need them to do to be successful. You're right, everybody knows about Spencer, and he frees up other people to get good shots and things like that. Tommy Howard's done a good job inside, playing physical around the paint. Casey Weens has had two really, really good outings, hit some big shots down the stretch against Kearney Catholic and Adams Central the other night. Turner Fay does a great job with ball security, taking care of the basketball, can also score points, is a threat to score points. Seth Wardeen has done a great job defensively, really being a lockdown defender for us. And so off the bench, Brandon Meyer, Michael Hodick. Michael Hodick was huge for us Saturday night against Adams Central. Just did a great job coming in, going 4-for-4 from the line in clutch situations. So, you know, we've had a number of guys step up and get things done for us, and we've needed it because we've been tested a lot.
Bill Gaver, Central Catholic Crusader coach, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bill, we sure appreciate the time. You're 14-1, one loss by 1 point. You know, I guess that keeps you driving for perfection, but it's going to be a tough road to hoe here, but best of luck.
Thanks a lot, and thanks for having us, and all you guys do for high school sports. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill. Best of luck tonight.
You bet. Thank you.
Bill Gavers, head boys basketball coach at Grand Island Central Catholic. Holy crap.
What's Lincoln Christian seed in this tournament? You got the bracket in front of you,
Dan? Yeah, Lincoln Christian, the
yes.
Boys, 5.
They're 10-3, and that's the lone loss, 49-48, and they're the fifth seed.
Uh-huh.
It's just amazing. This is a great, great conference tournament.
Central Catholic will host Columbus SCOTUS tonight at their beautiful facility at 7 o'clock. St. Cecilia will be hosting Lincoln Christian at 7 o'clock, as we said, on KHAS. On the girls' side, Central Catholic goes to Aquinas. St. Cecilia goes to Lincoln Christian tonight. I'm serious. You win SCOTUS, Council Bluffs St. Albert's, which I think right now is maybe the favorite in this half. Then if you win that, St. Cecilia or Boys Town or Bergen, whoever, is going to come out of the other half. Those three. Then you go to Wahoo, they're not Wahoo when they first started to play this series back in the day and you couldn't squeeze in the old gym. Then they play St. Cecilia. Then Shadron in the Heartland Hoops Classic, who's in the all-class top 10. Then St. Paul. And then they finish off with Wood River. And Wood River beat Ravenna, but, I mean, their next potential 7 games... you can lose them all.
We might have to fill out a bracket just to see how wrong we are come next week.
I don't need to be reminded how wrong I am most of the time. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We turned down the volume on all the radios in the building during this hour so as not to irritate the boss.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. If you're starting a business, like I recently did, you need to know legal stuff. I'm not an attorney, but I'm going to incorporate or form an LLC for legal protection, tax advantages. I can either take the afternoon off, drive to an attorney, or go to LegalZoom.com, answer a few easy questions, incorporate, and save 85%. It was started by attorneys who worked at the top corporate law firms in America. LegalZoom saves you thousands. Over 1 million satisfied customers have used LegalZoom, the leader for affordable, high-quality legal documents. Whether you're starting an S corporation, an LLC, or a sole proprietorship, LegalZoom can help. Just a few easy online questions. LegalZoom can file your documents with the state, give you a federal tax ID number. It's not a law firm. They provide self-help services at your specific direction, and you can save more. Enter ESPN in the referral box at checkout. Visit LegalZoom.com. I use it, LegalZoom.com.
In Las Vegas, the high rollers never miss a good play. Neither do you at Johnny Casino's Grand Island. You can watch every Husker game, whether broadcast or pay-per-view. Plus, NFL Sunday Ticket. Wednesdays, Texas Hold'em at 6:30 and 9:15. And even after your high school game is done, Johnny Casino's has the oven hot with fresh pizza. Johnny Casino's, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island. And remember, what goes on at Johnny Casino's will bring you back to Johnny Casino's.
Lace them up. It's basketball time. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic is set for February 14th at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Come see local high school teams of all the classes hit the court as they test their skills before district play. Get your tickets today by calling the Heartland Event Center box office or online at heartlandhoopsclassic.com. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic, presented by Pro Team Design, Sheep Industries, Grand Island Independent, and your ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing, too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you drove down 25th Street in Kearney 20 years ago, you'd see a lot of things you wouldn't even recognize, except for that one place on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Well, even back then, when you were in need of a quality used car or truck, you knew you could always count on Molly's. Today, you can count on a great deal on this 2003 V6 automatic Chevy Silverado for only $59.95. Yes, sir, Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. Good to know.
We'll see lingering cloud cover across the area today with some partial clearing possible at times later today. We also could still see some flurries or scattered snow showers. Highs will reach about 16 with a southwest wind to 5 to 10. Tonight we'll see clearing skies at a low near 6 degrees as winds turn to the west. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 10 above.
Doug and Daddy Show. Always like little Boz Skaggs beat down from time to time.
I take it that's Boz Skaggs.
Live, yeah.
Okay.
A little Lido Shuffle. Also just a good riff. Good beat to it. Wonder if the event center could get Boz Skaggs coming through sometime. Cool. I'd go.
But I want to go to the Den Popper inbox, home of the armor lining, Doug.
Okay, what do you got?
This kind of following up on what Bob Jensen said about scoring being down. Ball handling is a lost art as well. Mark chimes in from Minden. Imagine that Mark brings up ball handling.
Former Husker quarterback Scott Frost is going to Oregon, Daddy. Oregon. He is going to be the wide receivers coach. Now, his last gig was at Northern Iowa, who was in the national semifinals, you know, where they have playoffs in football in 1A, or whatever they call it now, the old 1AA, the football subdivision. I don't know what the heck they call it now. But Scott Frost was their co-defensive coordinator and linebackers coach. He'd been a grad assistant at Kansas State, and now he will be the wide receivers coach under Mike Bellotti at the University of Oregon. The 34-year-old, six-year NFL veteran, also quarterback Nebraska for a couple of seasons, led them to the 97 National Championship with a win over Tennessee and won that national title. If this great man doesn't deserve a national championship, then I don't know who did. That's when Nebraska and Michigan shared the national championship, and I think that speech might have put him over the top. Of course, an all-American high school football player out of Wood River. You know what? I think Scott Frost caught way too much crap when he transferred from Stanford to Nebraska. Way too much. And I think that I think eventually that kind of simmered down. And, of course, you win a national championship, everybody loves you. But, you know, he was really thrown under the bus when Nebraska had won back-to-back national championships and then went to Arizona State and got beat by a team that eventually went on to the Rose Bowl. You know, and, oh, God, why'd he come? He's terrible. You know, might have had a funky-looking shot-put-type throwing motion, but it worked, and he led Nebraska to a national title with plenty of talent around him as well. But
sometimes you can bank him off of people's feet.
Well, I was going to say, the quarterback of one of the most famous plays in college football history, the kick and the catch against Missouri.
And what a fun job to get a coach wide receivers that have that open-air passing attack that they do at Oregon because, you know, let's face it, you go back to the old days of Nebraska, you're the wide receivers coach. Oh, that's a joy. Okay, block him, make the shoulders are square. That's about all you did for the day.
And I think Frost, a great player, also voted one of the 100 greatest athletes in history in Nebraska. And not necessarily because of his football. He was a track
shot
god.
Putter.
His, you know, Larry and Carroll, you know, what they did. And I know there's some people that didn't get along with Larry Frost very well. Would some be accurate?
A lot.
But great kid in Scott Frost. And congratulations.
Well, I think, Doug, right now, I want to do it right now. I want to do it
Troutman's on the air. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia?
Yes.
If you have not won the last 2 months, you are eligible. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Give us a call now, and we will give you the question on the air. 1-888-455-ESPN. By the way, Northern Iowa, home of?
Panthers.
Of? Playing this weekend, Kurt Warner, quarterback.
Oh,
Northern Iowa. Putz, come on. You're better than that. Well, not really. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Brett.
Brett, good luck. Here is your question for the day.
Scott? We go to the NHL.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
Scott Frost played or was signed or a part of four different teams in the National Football League. I need three of them.
Jets, Texans,
bye-bye,
Eagles.
Brett. Nice having you on the air. Thanks for calling. That's not right, but thanks for calling. Let's stay with the phone lines. Who are we talking with?
This is Bill.
Bill, can you give me three? Bill, where are you calling from?
I'm from Kearney.
Have you won in the last 2 months?
I'm sure.
Okay. Derek, can you double-check here before we...
Looks like we got him just 2 months ago.
Okay.
Right at 2 months.
So, Bill, sorry, I didn't mean to... But here we go. Three of the four teams that Scott Frost played for in the National Football League.
Jets, Packers, and Chiefs.
Nope, that's not right. But thanks for calling, Bill. Sure appreciate it. Bill, frequent caller here to the show. Let's keep on going. Who are we chatting with?
Mark and Minden.
Mark, what do you got?
Jets, Browns, Packers.
Who's the fourth team?
The Diesel.
Did you know this, or did you get to a computer?
No, I'm in my car.
Yeah, when you got one of those fancy phones too.
No, I do not.
Mark, you're the winner. Hold on. Congratulations. Sure appreciate it. $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. Hold on. Derek will get your information.
All right, guys.
He was drafted in the third round, 1998, by the Jets, 67th pick overall. Played safety and special teams from 98 to 2000. Was with Cleveland in 2001, Green Bay in 2001 and 2002, and then tried to come back off injury with Tampa Bay in 2004.
Tampa Bay.
Yeah, so congratulations to Mark and Minden. He is the winner of Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Scott Frost going to Oregon. Daddy, anything we missed? Anything else you needed to talk about?
You know,
we're up against the clock.
Later in the week, we're going back to Mandalay Bay. Sounds like our friend Mike Perenio is going to go over some proposition bets for us, and we're going to talk some horse racing next week. I think the Super Bowl, though, first and foremost, towards the You listen all day long to Super Bowl talk. We try and get away from it, bring you a little local scene. We're efforting people from Tampa, from Pro Football Weekly. Again, obviously today being Media Day, they thought it would be tomorrow or Thursday by the time somebody got back to us, but we look forward to those chats as well.
UNK is home tonight. They take on Shadron State. Best of luck to the Lopers. Women at 6, the men at 8. Kearney High has named Troy Salisbury their new head boys coach. You should know him because he's also the head girls coach. Tri-City Storm, another chance to snap the losing streak tonight at Omaha. They have added Isaac Coles to their roster, coming out of Forest Lake, Minnesota. So he is the latest player to join the Storm. Also, what else did I have here that I wanted to tell you about? Storm High School basketball. Husker women's basketball is at 14th ranked Kansas State tonight, and you can hear that game on the Breeze 94.5 FM. So there you go. There's your sports headlines for the day. Coming up tomorrow, Hank Parker, two-time Bassmaster champion, is going to join us on the program. Coming up Thursday, we're going to be talking with Tim Marker, the head women's or girls basketball coach at Adams Central. Mike Perenio joins us. Mike Anderson, Nebraska baseball coach. I want to thank Bill Gavers, Kearney Catholic coach, and Grand Island Central Catholic coach, and Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep for joining us on the show today.
Goodbye. We'll see you 23 hours from now on Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.